Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Wednesday afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show. Perfect time to visit our weekly visit with Mr. Brian Kilmeade. You heard him here this morning on 97.1 FM Talk. Brian, how are you?
All good.
Busy morning with this attack in Dallas. And you know, obviously, you and I both covered a lot of these things recently when it comes to shootings. It does seem to be a bit of a trend, and I think law enforcement has to investigate that there are bullet casings that are being engraved, you know, time after time in some of these weird shootings.
They want to be discovered. They have a message to get out. And just because they're dead, it doesn't mean they don't want to get the message out. And you know, it's not a mystery with ICE. We have in our country, it's now we understand, finally, you don't say defund the police. You don't say, you understand the police's role, and now everyone has come out of that fog they're in. But for some reason, it's okay to vilify ICE. So they make them the bad guys. And we're seeing it over and over again. And people take that and say, I have to take action.
Yeah, and this is one of these areas where I'm more than a little conflicted because I don't like the fact that these are agents who are wearing masks when they do their operations, but the operations on the left have gotten so sophisticated with going after some of these people and after their families, and then obviously you have a shooting that targets them. I guess I kind of understand a little bit better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, cops are, I mean, by nature of the job and their training, they're not fearless. I mean, they are close to fearless. They used to go into the hostile situation. So they're not saying, okay, I'm going to act like a thug and I want to cover my face. They're going to cover their face for one reason. They don't want to be on international websites being targeted by very serious criminal activity or by people in a neighborhood that you might be living in. And they choose to do that. It's not because they want to be looked at as criminals. And it's so obvious to these lawmakers. It's so obvious why they're doing it. Do you remember wearing a mask? How annoying that was? How crazy that was? Do you think these guys want to go into these high athletic situations with a mask on? No, there's not a chance.
No.
They do it for their own families and their own security.
You know, every once in a while, as I sit here and do the show with my iPad, you know, the photo feed sort of rolls through and I see a picture where I had a mask on and I'm so embarrassed that we went through that period. It's unbelievable. All right. So this is another area where I'm conflicted. I didn't really care if Jimmy Kimmel ever came back. I'm not a fan. I don't think he's funny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I talked to you last week, and I did not like the Brendan Carr angle of this with the FCC and the pressure. Now, having said that, this is, again, where I'm a little conflicted because I don't like the government involved, but you have this story that's kind of running parallel to the Jimmy Kimmel story, which is maybe even bigger, and it started with a case here with Eric Schmidt, Missouri versus Biden, which is where Google and, you know, these folks have admitted how the Biden censorship regime ran things, and you don't hear the left talking about that. So here again, I'm looking for a little principled consistency, maybe on both sides, but these are both, I think, important issues. Jimmy Kimmel's a little different. I think the other thing is a lot more egregious.
Of course. This is Twitter Files Revisited. That's why Elon Musk deserves so much credit for not saying, look what's here. He said Schellenberger, Barry Weiss, Matt Taibbi, go in here, tell me what was going on. And they exposed it. And for those people saying, what are you talking about, Brian and Mark? Just go to the Twitter files. Just check it out. Check out what was happening during the 2 years of Trump and the 4 years of Biden until Elon Musk bought it and put it to a close. Then we have Zuckerberg come out and say, I was pressured by the Biden administration, that I was tipped off and a fake tip off about the Hunter Biden laptop by the FBI. I knew exactly what was coming and knew it was real. Crazy. Think about this. The FBI working with the Biden team, not even administration, to make sure the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real, so that they were working through social media, and anybody who put the laptop story up was shadow banned or banned entirely. And then we have the Facebook go, yeah, I was pressured. You know, my guys were getting screamed at to take down a pandemic that was different messaging than the government or anything that was pro-conservative. All right, fine. Not fine, but just let's move on. And then we find out Google comes out and goes, we were pressured too. And here's the proof. And we were told to shadow ban or ban off YouTube, the hottest thing in the country right now, and off our Google sites, and make sure that search engines put whatever conservative thought was hot way down on the list. So they were forced to do it, they say, by the Biden administration. So where are the Democrats who say, I saw Mitch McConnell, you saw Senator Cruz, you saw Rand Paul speak up and say, I'm not happy with Kimmel. And the FCC playing a role in that. I don't watch it, but I don't think the FCC should play a role in that. Freedom of speech. We're the Democrats that say, I am horrified by what happened to Google, Facebook, and Twitter. None.
Zero. Zilch. Yeah. No. Nobody. Well, that's another legacy media issue because, you know, I leave here every night. I heard you fill in, I think, this week for Laura's show, or was it last week? But I leave at 6 o'clock. I tune in. You know, sometimes can't help myself. So in the aftermath of Kimmel, I turn CNN on when I'm driving home. And that's all they're talking about. Last night, again, when there's pretty significant stories that are coming out about other things, but they know that they have something. That's where I'm a little frustrated, Brian, with the FCC angle, because I feel like we've ceded some of the moral high ground on these issues that we've had to the left, and I know how much attention they're getting in the rest of the media. And let's face it, it's a lot easier for someone who's the average citizen to understand a Jimmy Kimmel situation as opposed to Google and, you know, Meta being pressured by the government, unfortunately. Are you going to spend a significant portion of your weekend? I know you must be reading Kamala's new book, Brian Kilmeade.
I did download it yesterday because I didn't want to just wait for The Atlantic to write more about it. So I did download it because I just couldn't believe what I was reading. So it really, and plus, Mark, how do you do our show and not make this one of the top things you're talking about?
No, I know.
Because it gets Democrats out of the woodwork to explain themselves. And what I love, you know, I love this. I love the year before an election when Democrats are attacking Democrats and Republicans are attacking Republicans, because you get real analysts. When it becomes one-on-one, that's when you got people just pick their team and they, you know, their guys or their women do no wrong. But now you see Mike LaRosa, you see Harold Ford, you see David Axelrod, you see Van Jones all saying, what is she talking about? This is the worst political move, or this is, she has to do this. She has to show that she's willing to fight. And now you realize that anytime they criticize you or I for bringing up 2024 or the president, now they could say, blame Kamala Harris for putting this back in the bloodstream again. Not James Comer for the auto pen story, which, by the way, runs simultaneous. What did you see? When did you see it? And are you going to take the fifth rather than explain it? Or are you just going to lie? You know, Jeff Zients, the chief of staff, basically admitted, you know, I was told to level off on his schedule. Don't weigh him down with too much. Don't let him walk much. Don't give him too much to read. You give those type of parameters to any responsible chief of staff, you come back and say, Jill, you can't do the job.
Yeah, no.
You put a lid on at 11 a.m. This is, he's not the president. That's what you do, and that's what's going to be the bigger story. That's why the auto pen story works.
Brian, can you imagine if Joe Biden was doing a speech before the UN and the teleprompter went out? What would have happened yesterday?
Oh my goodness.
I mean,
he would have left.
Yeah, I mean, he would have had to. I love that. I see headlines. Trump embarrasses himself on the stage. I thought he handled that well. I'm still a little suspicious about the escalator thing, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But that actually, even though I'm not a big teleprompter Trump guy, because, you know, it's a different delivery. I like it when he's just kind of free-forming. That was a hell of a speech. And if people were listening out there with their headphones on, they heard a speech before the United Nations that they've never quite heard before.
I'm glad you said that. Because he just laid it out, and I am done with climate change. I do think it is become a religion, and the fact that Gavin Newsom says I'm in New York because I'm meeting with climate scientists. Remember, if you brought up, I have a little problem with it. It's called a weather changes. Oh, how dare you, you ignorant anti-science. They call us anti-science.
No, I know. Yes.
Yeah. So now that's done. Hey guys, control your borders. Not my opinion. It's not what I ran on. It's the fact. You were losing your country. Wake up. Hey, UN. Why am I dealing with all these conflicts, India and Pakistan? Where were you? You can't even say you're ineffective. You guys didn't even try. What are you doing? You actually, Mike, I don't know if you saw Mike Waltz on with me today. He said they have seven different committees looking at climate change in America. And they also have George Floyd investigations. Do you believe these UN experts were walking through America trying to find out what the story is with race and George Floyd?
Wait, hold on. Wait, he said the United Nations is involved in multiple? Okay. Wow.
Please pull the clip.
Yes.
Pull the clip.
I'm going to try to find that.
For my children.
That is unbelievable. That was on the radio show or the TV show?
I brought it back to the radio, okay. But I interviewed him live on TV, his first interview.
Oh, dude, I'm going to find that for sure. That is crazy. All right, what's coming up on your TV show, One Nation, Sunday night?
Well, Sylvester Stallone is going to be on. That's going to be great. And we're working on a bunch of other guests. I know I got Tommy Lahren on. He's going to do the media moments that matter the most. And Victor Davis Hanson. I got three slots to fill. So it's still early. It's only Wednesday.
I know. It is early, Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for coming on this afternoon. Have a great week.
Go get it, Mark.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.